The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and families closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up, seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got
Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Kevin Delp,
Melissa Delp,
Ryan Pills,
and Apprentice Dan
in the house.
Man, what an incredible week we have had. We just finished our 24-hour live game-a-thon, and by just finished, I mean I did sleep for a couple hours the other day, and then the night after that. Which I needed. Woo! It was an exciting time. I hope you guys were able to hang out with us. If you didn't get to see it live, I would think it's still probably worth checking out. Go see if you can find it, because we played all kinds of great games. There was lots of fun chit-chat happening in just with us and in the comments, and we got to play some high-level games. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but we played a pretty epic game of Captain Sonar. We played some brand new games. What were some of you guys' highlight moments from the Mathon?
First of all, I'd like to do a shout out to Michelle for just like being there the whole time.
Props.
You probably should have gone to bed.
Was it worth it, Michelle? I hope it was. It was. You got a shout out on the podcast.
Michelle and I did all kinds of chatting in the wee hours of the morning. It was great.
We did have quite a few super loyal fans who hung out for the majority of the show, and it was really cool to get to hang out with them, to play some games with them. I don't know how many people played Hues and Cues with us. We played that at like 3 a.m. Ross Thompson from The Op joined us. We played it live. I think Chris Goodlett, the charity board gamer, was there as well. And then we had at least three or four people from the audience who played actively with us, and a bunch more who we didn't keep score for, sorry, but they did jump in and had a lot of fun. Man, so many different things went on during the campaign. It was a lot of fun. Campaign, it's a good word. Felt like a campaign.
I had a high moments in the game-a-thon stream and a low moment.
Oh, no.
In the stream.
Uh-oh, am I part of that low moment?
You are part of that low moment.
Did I cause that low moment?
She did. Melissa did cause that low moment. I was enjoying our game of Sherlock Holmes and going through the case and really just enjoy just figuring out the mystery and going through and figuring out where should we go and figure out what's next and what who should we talk to and things like that. And usually I'm pretty good at figuring out like what is next or what options
what clue
we have.
Leads to what?
Yeah, where the clues are going. And I'm like, we're like halfway, you know, more than halfway through the game. I'm like,
time-wise.
Right, time-wise. We're like an hour and a half in. I'm like, we're missing something. Well, Melissa.
We were literally missing something because in the Baker Street Irregulars, which is the box that we were working in, the newest version of Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective, they add this system where you get letters at the end of certain passages where it says circle letter S, circle letter V. And then if you go to another entry, it'll say something like, if you have letter S, continue reading. If you don't, you don't learn anything. Go away. And in one, like the second place we went early on in the evening, there was a little bit of extra text on the next page.
Oh, those graphic designers.
That.
Well, in her defense,
that's what gave us the S.
There was like the body of text that you're supposed to read, and then a flavor illustration below that, and then like three lines with the letter on the next page. But the way it went, you kind of thought it just ended with the picture. So it was easy to overlook.
It would be interesting to see how many other people have made that mistake. It seemed legitimate, although it hurt.
The bad thing is, like, you're going to all these locations, like, do you have the letter S?
Man, we're
need
that
no.
S.
Like, where are we going to find the letter S?
So basically, like, we knew where we needed to be and why we needed to be there, but we didn't have the letter to give us access to that entry.
We eventually found it, which was good. And literally from that point, I felt like we were just flying to the end of the
Yep. It was great. It was Marty was a great sport. Marty from Rolling Dice and Taking Names joined us and played along and gave some great hints and tips. And yeah, we were just all scratching our head on where did we get that missing letter?
But we did try just everything. So we were very thorough and completely found out every bit of information we possibly could for like the side quests. I think except for one piece, we didn't find the name of that one person.
But we did find it. It was just one of those that at we that point we were just like breezing through because we knew the information.
Yeah.
So it was said and read, but not written down.
Yeah. I think that we managed to finish the game with like 120 superhero points.
We did good. That was my low moment. My high moment was beating Katie and Melissa in Castles of Maggie and Ludwig.
You beat them? I may have still been asleep at that moment.
Yeah, so you were asleep.
It was early morning for me still, like before 9 a.m., and I was still working on my coffee.
Is that like 8:50 or is that like 6? What? No answer, okay.
Well, we started playing a game before that one at like 7-ish, so I did have to get up
definitely
way
pre-coffee
earlier than normal.
Athenium was fun. That was the first game we played Saturday morning with Katie, and that is a tile-laying sort of card-drafting game where you're adding books to your shelves and getting points that way. So that was a fun game to start off with, and then we moved to Castles. And then Sonora, I think Sarah had her best game, or one of her best games of Sonora in a different strategy.
After no sleep all night. I can't believe that it actually happened that way.
Maybe your dexterity is better when you're sleep-deprived. Is that a thing? Did you do like sobriety?
No, but
tests?
There was an epic moment. I said some comment about we had played Ice Cool earlier in the marathon. And I said,
one of my low moments.
Yes. And I made the comment that, you can make these trick shots in Ice Cool where you jump over, the walls and stuff. I said, it's really hard to make trick shots in Sonora because you just have these little discs. It's hard to jump over other people. Next shot, Kevin jumps over the middle and hits people on the other side.
I think that was the moment that I awoke from my slumber because loud cheering came from.
Cheered.
That was amazing.
One of my low moments was Ice Cool. Goodness, I think I hit that stupid penguin like 9 times and still couldn't get him through one of the doors.
And one of the other ones was Captain Sonar.
We're not even going to talk about that.
Go ladies.
Woo-hoo!
Crushed us twice in a row.
Yes.
On film.
should we pull back the curtain and talk about the evening that we filmed?
Sure. Okay. So we started recording and the girl team had a very quick win. Very quick.
Yeah. I was the captain. They guessed which quadrant I was in, like on the first guess of the first turn of the game. Crazy.
No, it was calculated, Will. It was very much calculated.
Okay. 1 in 9 chance.
Okay. And then we recorded the second game because we decided we wanted to have an hour of footage. So we recorded another game. And about 3/4 of the way through, we couldn't remember one of the rules. If you could actually hit a ship that was on the surface with a torpedo, and we didn't think we could, so the girls didn't use their torpedo. We would have won because we knew where they were, and we kept going, and then the guys ended up winning, but we should have won. But then we ended filming, and we were having a great time, and then we realized none of it recorded. So we had to go back and play 2 more games, to which the girls won both of those as well.
I just want to give props to the guys for their great attitudes.
I had to switch all that.
You did, like 4 solid games of Captain Sonar.
And we actually played like a practice pregame even before those 4. So it was 5 games of Captain Sonar that night.
And I think I didn't win any of them.
No, the guys did not win any of them.
That was a lot of fun to record, though, and include in the show. We got to play one of my favorite games, which was Don't Mess with Cthulhu. We did that right at midnight, and it was fantastic. I think Dan hung around for that one. Was Ryan there, too? I think so.
Yeah.
Yep, that was lots of fun. I think we allotted maybe an hour, or maybe only a half hour. It wasn't enough time.
It was a half hour.
It wasn't enough. I needed more.
Yeah, we played like 4 or 5 rounds, I think.
They were quick. They were too quick.
They were.
One of them was like the first card.
I think it was. Revealed Cthulhu on the second reveal or something like that.
Sarah had Cthulhu and she was like, come over here. Like this kind.
You guys want it, I know. Yeah, there were some good ones. Jonah was here for that as well. Maybe Larry, maybe Amy. I don't remember who all played the game. Man. There was so much excitement, I couldn't keep it straight. It was fun. Had a great time. Lots of good lies going on. Did you guys watch that one?
No.
We were in bed.
Yeah, we were trying to get some sleep.
But then after that game, there was a very epic nail-biting win by Jonah in Tammany Hall. Came down to the very last scoring points.
That's the second time he's won off of end game score.
Bonus points.
Like he's behind, and then he gets like two or three bonus points, and oh, hey, I won. And he's beaten Will both times doing it. So.
Right. Game ends, and I'm like, yes, I got this. And then we're like, oh, wait, don't forget about these secret, barely should count bonus points.
That's one of those games. I don't know if you guys have a game like that where, like, I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, but I have lost miserably all three times I've played, but it's still fun. Like, I don't care. It's just, I would like to win, and hopefully if I play it again, I'll have a better strategy, but it's just fun.
Cool. Yeah, Andrew, intern Andrew seems to have really liked it too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we were all competitive in that one. It is interesting. Jonah had this, he made this comment, I think, during the video, that it's one of those games where if you take the lead early, everybody is just going to beat you down to because you're the obvious winner.
Sarah has no idea what you're talking
right.
about.
Right. Yeah. And if you, so I, that was, I was like, I don't want to be the leader. I want to try to be second place, stay in that zone, and then try to pull it out at the end. It is hard to pull out, though, at the end. Like,
you came close, though.
I was so close.
You were making those deals with me, like, hey, Dan, just leave me alone. Because we were both in, like, last place by a bunch.
Yeah, third round, me and Dan were pretty far back, and I was like, we got to work together. You should help me out.
Yeah, not doing that again.
Never listen to Will.
No.
I tried that with Jonah last time, and same deal. Like, let's make a deal. You should help me, and I'll help you later, probably. That's definitely how that game rolls. You gotta make the deals.
Dan, you played Court of Miracles, too?
Yeah.
That was your first time playing?
Yeah, that was my low point of the night.
Oh, was that your first game, too?
No, I played Obscurio.
Obscurio.
Court of Miracles was a lot of fun. It was the first time playing it, so I was going off of how to play videos. And that wasn't the problem, but I was so focused on the fact that Ryan got out to a big lead, and he had
focusing on Ryan.
Five of his six renown markers out, and I was like, oh, man, he needs, basically on his next turn, he has a chance to win the game. And so I was so focused on stopping that I forgot that Larry was sitting right next to me. And I essentially, like, I made a move. He beat me in the, I forget what it's called, showdown battle or whatever. And that gave him the sixth point to immediately win the game. And so I went from focused on Ryan to handing the win to Larry. I felt
it could have ended like three rounds before if everybody didn't, like, you know, mess Ryan up.
We actually played 24 games.
Did on
a 24-hour gaming marathon.
That wasn't even a goal going in, but that's fantastic.
We technically had 22 on the schedule.
Okay.
But what happened was halfway through, you guys added in the Mind Extreme.
Yep. Had a couple extra minutes in the middle of the night.
And then early in the morning, we were able to finish Athenium pretty quickly. It was a pretty quick game. We're like, let's add in Meeple Land. Was that earlier?
That was the first day,
Kevin. That was the first day. I'm all confused. I'm sorry. That was earlier in the afternoon of the first day. Meeple Land is a tile laying game from Blue Orange Games. So if you that should be coming out this fall. You can check that out if you're interested in that. We played a lot of new games.
Yeah.
Cloud City, Telstones, Mariposas, Cartographer's Heroes.
Mm-hmm. I liked Cartographer's Heroes. It's not that different from regular Cartographers, but I enjoyed the little tweaks they put in it. Yeah.
That was my highlight.
Oh, tell us, Melissa.
The evening.
Didn't you get a pretty good score?
I mean, it was kind of later in the evening. I think I did my math correctly, but I got about 130-some points.
Wow. Yeah, everyone was like, we got 91, we got 98, we got 105. Melissa got 136.
That was one that the audience was able to play with us, which was cool. Tim also, Vernig, joined us and did he play or was he just commenting? I think I was switching, so I couldn't
actually
tell.
I think he played too.
Yeah.
How did he do? Did he win? Is he any good at Heroes?
It was weird because the Heroes came out earlier than the Monsters, so I think it was just weird how some of the play was working.
Yeah, I don't think we had any Heroes come out after the Monsters came out, and we had a couple Monsters come out back-to-back, so we didn't really get to use the benefit of the Heroes attacking the Monsters.
Got to shuffle that deck a little different.
One of the last games was Monstrosity.
That was a lot of fun.
It was kind of fun because we added a bunch of people at the end and got some interaction from the audience and stuff. So,
if you're listening and you didn't send us a picture of your drawing, we are expecting it. It's one of those games where you act as kind of like detectives. You're an eyewitness and you're describing this card that you've only gotten to look at it for like 20 seconds. And it's some crazy illustration of a monster. And you have to then, you have 2 minutes to describe that monster to everyone else who's trying to draw it just by listening to you talk about it. It's crazy. It was a lot of fun though. Everybody got to do their drawings, and then we were letting the audience not see the monster as well, so they could try to draw it based on it. And judging by their comments, they weren't very good artists.
Yeah, I think this game isn't quite out yet. It's coming from Deepwater Games. I think it's coming in October, and it's Mons Draw City.
Unlike the written version in our graphics.
Which is misspelled.
Correct. Man, that was so much fun. Right after we finished the 24-hour, we jumped into our normal Saturday morning board game show, which was also a blast. We cover a bunch of games in that show every Saturday, and we play a couple along the way. We played Herd Mentality, which is a new one from Big Potato Games, and it's basically a party game where you have a topic, and it's a question, like, you just bought a white new shirt. What food should you not eat? And then everybody has to answer it. I think have we actually played that on the show? Maybe we played it on one of our podcast episodes.
Oh, yeah, we did.
The funniest question, though, was at the end. And it was like, if you had to be a farm animal, which one would you be? And so far, all of us had pretty much had the same answers. I don't think anybody had been the odd cow out. So we all write down our answers. And I wrote horse. Larry wrote horse. Katie wrote horse. Jonah said cow. I'm not sure why you would want to be a cow, but
probably can do it mine because of the cow in the middle of the table.
I think so, and it was perfect. It was the last question. He got the cow for losing. He was mad. It was hilarious. Katie thought it was a good time. That was a fun one to play. During the 24-hour game, we actually played another Big Potato Game, kind of metagaming, called Don't Get Got. Mm-hmm. Everybody had an envelope that had little card goals in it that we were trying to achieve. How'd you guys do? What was like? Who did win? Did we determine who the winner was?
I think Kevin got a ton of hits.
Did you pull him off?
I did 5 of the 6.
5 of the 6. I think I like failed 2 and maybe did 3. Were yours easy? What was the?
Some of them were easy. Some of them I just worked it hard. I milked it.
That deer one.
The deer one. I milked like through a couple different games. But because we were talking about a deer making noises, like, no, a deer doesn't make noises. And like, oh yeah, deer makes noises. And then I had to get them to make a deer noise. Man, it took a while.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wanted to try it.
No. And then eventually Larry tried it or something like that.
I don't even know if he tried it. I think he made it on his phone.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It worked.
I'll give you the point.
Give that point for me on that one.
I was on my way here and I stopped to get a drink and I get this text from Will. Hey, can you call me in a minute? I was like, okay, that's weird, but sure. And I texted him, and right after I texted him, I was like, oh. Because you did that, I think, when we first got that game, we were playing it on the couch.
Oh, did I?
And you had your mom call you,
I think. I don't even remember. That's awesome.
So I called you, and I guess it gave you a point.
I think I actually failed it. I'm sorry. It's because my phone. Have I told this story? I lost my phone at Cedar Point last week.
Poor Will.
I was riding a cool roller coaster, slipped out of my pocket. When Dan called, I left the phone in sight so you guys would see it. But then when Dan called, it didn't say, like, Dan's calling. So nobody answered.
It was like, well, I was like, oh, decline.
Somebody's calling your phone. We're just going to hang out. We don't know who it is. No point. Oh.
Melissa tried to get someone. Oh.
Yes, one of them was something along the lines of write something on your hand and have someone read it off of your hand. Well, Kevin knows that I never write on my hand. I hate that. Like, I would just never, 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 never do it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to get someone besides Kevin to do it. So I wrote the hashtag tantrum24 on my hand because I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And I tried to get Katie to do it, but Kevin was sitting next to me. And he's like, no, Katie, do it.
Don't do it, Katie. I think there were at least a couple other ones that got failed. I don't even remember what they were. But
I think Ryan's was my favorite that, thankfully, he didn't even try because Katie wasn't around because he was supposed to get someone to kiss him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was complicated.
Thank you for not trying that one.
It was complicated.
I didn't know how that was going to happen. Get it, but only because Katie pity kissed me.
Aww.
When I showed up at the very end.
Aww.
With the girls.
Yeah. Pity kiss for the win.
Yeah.
But you did also bring lunch, so.
So we wanted to kiss you. We just didn't.
That's right.
All right, well, let's take a break from this for just a moment because we need to give a shout out to our sponsors.
This episode is sponsored by Bad Comet, whose game Shaloia Warring States, an expansion to that, is on Kickstarter. And we'll talk about that a little later in the episode.
Last week, we mentioned a game called Escape Death Race 2182 Micro. And Jonah has a overview video of that, but they're also sponsoring the show as well. And this is a racing car game where you are trying to go around different cards and you have explosive weapons and magical monkey wrenches of healing. It's some event card scenarios. There's power cars and things like that. All in this twisted race that you're playing down the different cards to actually have your car go around and trying to hit your opponents with these explosives and things like that. But if you want to learn more about it, you can check out the overview video. And by the time you hear this, we'll also have a playthrough video on our channel as well to hear and see more about Escape Death Race 2182 Micro on Kickstarter.
I think Sarah and I are going to be a part of that playthrough. I'm looking forward to giving that a shot and trying it out. We also just got done playing Shaloia, which was a lot of fun. And let's talk about it as we head into our Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption.
This episode will be talking about 7 games coming to Kickstarter the week of September 28th, 2020. Start us off, Kevin.
All right. Well, before we jump into some of these deeper, I wanted to mention a few of them. 30 Seconds to Live is launching September 29th. And then we have Fantastic Factories. There's an expansion called Manufactions. There's also a Windward expansion. Melissa and I, we did a playthrough of Windward on our channel probably about a year ago. But I wanted to just talk a little bit about Big Monster. Now, this game was published a few years ago, but it really hasn't come over to the States. But we're going to see it come over and be a Kickstarter. And this is like a smart drafting and tiling game. You're an explorer who's traveled through space looking for new planets for the Federation, and you have just discovered one not yet indexed. This is an opportunity to identify new creatures, discover rare resources, and fulfill intergalactic missions. So check out Big Monster. The name of the company that's bringing it over here, I think it's called...
Opa Games.
So check out Big Monster on Kickstarter September 29th with a whole bunch of other ones. Will, what do you got?
I'm looking at Merchants of Infinity. I feel like we've maybe talked about this in the past. I don't know if this is a re...
Well, you guys did a video on it.
Okay, so maybe we're just ahead of the game on...
We did an early video.
What? That never happens.
Well, they wanted it released a little early. So.
Good idea. Merchants of Infinity is a bidding, worker placement, economic game. In the game, you are in a spaceport. You are a merchant, and you've got a bunch of different resources and things that you're trading and trying to deal in, and each round the market will shift just a little bit, so something that was worth, you know, 4 might be only worth 1 this time around. You have the ability to kind of adjust those markets. There's a lot of different like fulfilling client cards that will have, you know, a wish list, and you're trying to get just the right pieces to be able to deliver them exactly what they want so that you can score big points. It's a pretty quick game. It's got a fun board. It's got these huge acrylic meeples, which is nice. So it's got a pretty cool table presence to it. And it's like a 30 to 90 minute game, depending on your player count. It plays from 1 to 5 players, and it's got some cool art. The cards look great in it, and it's really a pretty solid worker placement with hand management type of card game. So, or board game. So check that one out if you're interested in that type of game, Merchants of Infinity. Sarah, what are you looking at?
Also coming that week is Apogee from designer Sergio Matsumoto. This is from publisher DTDA Games, and this is a game about the new space colonization. You are acting as a CEO of a corporation, and space travel has gone far enough that it's not just the governments doing space travel and colonization. Now private companies have gotten in on the act, and so you are negotiating with the other CEOs, trying to buy parts for your rockets, and there's some card drafting, hand manipulation in this one. It has a
very, I don't know, let me think of the words. The art style fits very well with the theme. It looks very scientific. It has lots of components with it that fit that space theme, as far as getting correct terminology with building your rockets and things like that. So it features lots of different parts to your rocket. You will be trying to assemble things and then get your rocket out to space. And this one, it plays 1 to 5 players, which is a nice player count for a game that you're negotiating in, and plays in about an hour. So that's Apogee, coming to Kickstarter.
And we'll end this Kickstarter conniption with our talk about the Shaolia expansion, The Great Houses. And this is a game we actually were able to play the prototype of tonight, Will, Sarah, Melissa, and me.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's a kind of a tableau building, dice worker placement, market, deck building. I don't know what it is. Lots of things going on. Yeah, the game consists of 3 primary phases. One where you'll be buying different tiles to add to your board. One where you will be building those tiles that you've added. And then the third one where you'll actually be rolling dice to activate the different ones that you've put onto your board. I have played the original Shaolia a couple different times. And this new one adds a bunch of new... I can't remember what the tiles are called.
Houses?
They weren't called houses, but something like that. Oh, yeah. There are quests in this one that you're trying to achieve, so you might have to get a certain number of cards or a specific combination of cards, and when you get those quests, then you have these scrolls now that you can spend to buy whatever the cool new tiles are called. And they've got super uber powers on them, and you can't attack them on other people's boards, which is awesome, and they're just really powerful, so they help you move the game along. We played... One of the other cool things about the Shaolia game is that there's a bunch of different ways to play the game. You can kind of have games that are focused more on battle, or games that are focused more on trading or achieving culture. And we played a 2 versus 2 game. I think we won. Did we win, Kevin?
Oh, we won. Yeah, Will was going after Sarah, and he wanted me to come join him. And I was like, yeah, I'll come join you.
Take out her palace.
And all of a sudden, I was like, I've got all these cards to get me culture. Oh, well. Sorry, Will. And all of a sudden, I'm just building up my culture, and Will was able to join at the last minute, and I think that's what helped us win.
Yeah, I was taking Will down, attacking his palace, then had a few turns where I just couldn't get the attacks, and he was able to throw down a defensive building to kind of hold
slow the process. And Sarah was shipping Kickstarter backers, so I don't know that she was helping Melissa much.
I actually ended up going the same route Kevin did. I got a bonus card at the beginning that gave me culture with any die. So every turn I was getting 1, but it wasn't as much as Kevin gaining 2 to 3.
4.
So I wasn't able to catch up as quickly. Had Melissa focused on culture as well, I think we could have.
I had 3 different cards that was giving me culture, so I was able to in 1 turn gain 4. And if between the 2 of us, Will and I only needed 18 total, so we were able to knock it out pretty quick.
Yeah, so need more synergy on the teams.
All right.
Now we're doing a live playthrough of this game, which will be on our channel by the time this airs.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because we definitely didn't, I don't think any of us synergized well.
No.
And there was lots more options for it. We could have been trading resources with each other. We could have, part of your strategy is going to be determined by what cards come off the deck, because I was planning to just, let's destroy Sarah's palace as quickly as we can. And I was okay. I mean, I think I put like 3 or 4 hits on her. And then I look over and Kevin's like almost achieved the culture goal. And I was like, switching gears. So that'll be a fun one. Check out that playthrough to see who wins the rematch now that we know how to play.
Yeah, speaking of playthroughs, we also will have a playthrough of Dinosaur World on our channel. We will have a playthrough of Escape Death Race 2182 Micro. And we also will have some live games that will have happened this past Saturday.
Castle Tricon. Yeah, which is a sort of conglomeration of a few different companies like Horrible Guild and CGE and games and companies like that. And we're going to be doing some live streaming on this past Saturday. So
yeah, we've definitely been doing more of that. We super appreciate when you guys tune in and are part of those events. So if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, we'd love for you to do that because it gives us an opportunity to hang out and party. And as we did in our 24-hour game-a-thon, give away a bunch of stuff. Did we give 24 games away?
We did one every hour.
We played 24 and we gave away 24?
Yep.
We are on it. So Sarah's got to ship all those out. Thank you and congratulations to those winners who were a part of that. We do have one more prize to announce. We've had a survey up that you have had the opportunity to fill out, and a bunch of people have. Thank you so much for your feedback. We're going to try to incorporate that. We've done that a little bit in this episode, if you noticed. Changing up our format and some different things, and just trying to do things that our listeners will enjoy. So I'm going to say a winner's name in just a second after I edit this video to look it up.
Well, while Will's looking it up, one of the things that we did in the survey was ask, what are people interested in the podcast? And the majority of people were saying, we just really want to hear what's going on in your guys' lives. So we try to do that a little bit. And of course, people are interested in the Kickstarter games and even published games. So that's why we spent a little bit of time on that as well. And some videos that are going to be published on our channel this week. I wanted to just mention, you will see a video for Big Monster. You'll see a video for 30 Seconds to Live, Apogee, Out of This World, that is a published game. And then you'll also see a review video that we'll be putting out the end of this week for Athenium from Renegade Game Studios. So check out all those videos on our YouTube channel, some of the Kickstarters and some of them reviews.
And our winner for the survey response form out of, oh man, I should have looked how many it was, hundreds of survey responses, is Michelle Moss Daniels. So, Michelle, if you're listening, and even if you're not, we'll send you an email. Congratulations. We have got a package of prizes that we want to send to you. So what you need to do is reply to the email that we're going to send you, or if you listen to this, you can just send us one. Send it to sarah@tantrumhouse.com, S-A-R-A, and we will be thrilled to get that package out to you. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to fill out that survey. It is really valuable as we try to move forward, and we enjoy giving away cool stuff to you guys. So thanks for being listeners. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks so much for listening to us recap the 24-hour game-a-thon. If you were there, you're probably tired of it by now, but if you're not, then I hope you enjoyed as we ran through some of the fun games that we've been playing this past week. Hope you're playing some great games too. We look forward to catching you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard to Tantrum House, 306 Barry Drive, that's B-A-R-R-Y, Greer, South Carolina, 29650.